thank you all for tuning in to Career Heart. And today on the show, we have Shayna Sparling, who is has a PhD in applied social psychology, postdoctoral fellow in the HIV prevention lab at Ryerson University. And you do research on how interpersonal factors impact the way we make decisions about our sexual health and how we approach situations where we might have to negotiate for safer sex. And Samer Lazkani, did I say that properly?
That's correct.
Okay, Samer, thank you for joining us. So today we also have Samer Lazkani. Samer is the lab manager of the HIV prevention lab at Ryerson University, who also joined Shayna with this research. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And I myself am Mo Zavian, the host. So it's called Trouble in Paradise. And no, in Paradise, right?
That's right.
Your research? Right. So it's exploring the role of relationship factors in the sexual health of gay and bisexual men in the bear community. So do one of you want to start with, you know, what was the birth of this research? Where did you guys give birth to the research?
Sure, I can answer that. So this research project comes from data that I collected when I was doing some research in partnership with the OHTN and the University of Guelph. And we really wanted to look at things like people's sense of power in their relationships and how that affects how they negotiate for their sexual safety, like especially related to condom use. But to recruit a large enough sample for this study, I ended up relying heavily on an app called Growler, which is a cool dating and hookup app that bears use, which means I ended up getting a really great big sample of bears in my data. And Samer and I got to talking about this, and we thought it might be really neat to look and see if there's anything in particular about bears related to this topic that we were interested in. And Samer, I don't know if you want to take over and explain a little bit about who and what bears are.
Yeah, Samer, give us the definition. What is a bear?
Well, bears in the gay community are the bigger, hairier guys who, mm-hmm. you know, who eroticize or you know, like sometimes other big guys like them, or okay. other guys who are not bears sometimes. And the bear community emerged in the 80s, I think. And the term was coined by, I think, the founder of Bear Magazine back then.
This was in the 80s?
Yeah. Okay. Before the 80s, anybody who's hairy was called a bear. But okay. in the 80s, the term became popular for bigger guys. Okay. So it included guys who are not hairy, but big as well. Okay. So, and being a bear is something that you identify with. Some guys are big, sometimes they're hairy, and they just don't identify with the bear community at all. Okay. Other guys who are not probably big and not probably hairy, they want to identify with the bear community. So it became sort of a bubble that people can identify with if they prefer it, basically. And bears, you know, they have pros and cons being in this community, and some of the good things are, like, they're inclusive. They like other bear guys, whereas sometimes they might face some kind of rejection because of their looks in other communities where gays value, you know, the perfect physique.
The perfect physique, body, yeah.
Exactly.
Hairless.
Yes.
Okay.
So in this community, they have less issues with body image, and they have okay. actually more acceptance for the big, hairy, masculine, etc.
Okay.
You know, previous studies have shown that also bears have some problems as well.
Okay.
They've shown that they have lower self-esteem, more frequent engagement in condomless anal sex, a greater number of partners, which exposes them more to high rates of HIV. And I think at this point, it's good to transfer to Shana to show, you know, what we looked at in this study and how this compares to the previous findings. But if are we good right now? You want to ask any questions before?
Yeah, do you have any questions before we launch?
No, Shana, one of the things I wanted to ask is, like, I know you said that it originated in the 80s, right? And before the 80s, like, where did it originate? Did it originate, like, in New York? Is that when this group started?
It's in San Francisco, actually.
San Francisco,
yeah. And this is, I think, where Bear Magazine was founded. I don't have the literature in front of me to go into the history of it, but this is, I think, as far as I know.
In the 80s in San Francisco. 80s. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That was my question. I just wanted to know where it originated. Also, the other thing I wanted to... Actually, I'm going to ask the question after. So, Shana, you go ahead. I have a question of mine, but I want you to go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, so as Samer mentioned, bears, they have distinct physical features, right? So they have a stocky build. They tend to have beards. They tend to have more body hair. Like, they highly value, like, very masculine traits. I think one of the things that we found, Samer, they were like, bears wear a lot of plaid. And I was like, oh, I like bear culture. Then as a Canadian, I also wear a lot of plaid. So it fits very well with Canadian culture. They Boucheron could easily pass with bears. Mm-hmm. But then we also, as Samer mentioned, see these distinct psychosocial features. So they tend, in the literature that already exists, they tended to score lower on measures of self-esteem, and they tended to be less likely to reject sexual partners. So they tend to have more sexual partners. They have these more displays of masculinity. And these are things that can, because they're also, this past literature was saying that they're more likely to have condomless anal sex, that it can increase their risk of exposure to HIV. So with our question, we wanted to know, given this kind of unique psychosocial profile that other studies that other people have done have kind of established around bears, would we see something like relationship factors affect their approach to condom negotiation compared to other gay and bisexual men?
Okay.
So that was kind of what we wanted to look at with this study.
Okay. One thing I noticed actually about your study is, and maybe you don't have the answer to this, I'm not sure how far in the research or what you could answer, why are bears mostly white? Is it because it is a very white eccentric label, like as far as like twinks? Because you know, like twinks and bears and all these labels are very, I find, very white eccentric. So is that the reason why? Like, I don't see a lot, like it's zero, like in your research it says 0% Latino, right? So, and it says, you know, it says like, you know, 8% black. So it's a very, would you say it's a very white eccentric community as a whole?
Can I answer that from my experience?
Please.
Please, yeah.
Well, the thing is, in the bear community, you do see a lot of overrepresentation of white bears.
Okay.
There are certain fetishizations of, like, Middle Eastern bears, even Latino 100%. Bears. I was surprised that we didn't get any Latino bears in our sample. Mm-hmm. But Latino, Middle Eastern, and more white European looking bears are the most popular, it seems, in the bear community.
Yeah. Which are in the white which are basically in the white category.
Right. Now, I don't have a good answer.
I just thought I'd ask, because I was looking and I was like, okay, I saw there was 0% Latinos. So in my history of, like, you know, going out and partying, I mean, I see it. Something I see is a very, very few times you see black bears or Latino bears or indigenous bears even. So I just wanted to ask why, and if it was because it is it isn't like sort of a white eccentric label, like many other labels.
My guess would be because of media, how the bears were represented initially, and they were labeled as bears, and then there was the Bear Magazine, and you see lumberjack looking kind of guys represented in bear magazines, and you have very few representations of other racial minorities. You do see sometimes black bears, you do see Asian bears sometimes.
Of course.
But these are very few.
Yeah, very few. Is there these types of fetishizations in non-dominant white cultures?
Sorry, I know there's panda bear clubs in Asia. There are panda bear clubs.
Right.
And if you show up there and you're a skinny guy, like you, they won't let you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. It happens. I believe it. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So thank you for the answer, Samer. Like for what you knew of the answer you gave me. Basically, which seems to contradict the previous the research, is that these men did have confidence. They had power in their relationships. They had say in condom use, correct?
Yeah.
So yeah,
we found that these guys, so we were really surprised, like given like our review of the literature, mm-hmm. we expected them to have a low sense of power in their relationships. We expected them to mm-hmm. use less direct approaches for requesting condom use, because in the research on like condom, like requesting and insisting on condom use, people who tend to have lower power in relationships tend to use not very direct approaches for asking for condom. They might just like, you know, try and wait till things are going really well and like slip it in, or, you know, kind of hint at it, but they won't come out and say like, listen, like if we're not going to use a condom, like this isn't happening. That's really less likely to happen for people who feel like they have low power. So that's kind of what we expected to see with our bears, but instead they were scoring really high in their sense of power relationships. And we also, some of the factors we expected to see differences between our bears and between our non-bear gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, we expected them, we were wondering if we would see different things, like if we would see higher rates of depression or higher rates of inhibitory cognitions. And inhibitory cognitions are these kind of thoughts that hold you back from really like letting go and enjoying a sexual experience. And it can be related to concerns about your body and concerns about your performance and how your body is going to look and perform when you're having sex. So we thought maybe bears would score higher on that. But they didn't score any different. They didn't score any different in depression. There was no perceived difference in dating success. And dating success is this kind of neat scale that looks at like kind of how successful do you feel like you are as you like try to hook up with other people. And we were wondering if maybe bears would feel like they're less successful. But no, there was no difference. Everything seemed fine. We did see like some differences that we really expected to see. Like they did self-rate themselves as much more masculine and much less feminine.
Mm-hmm. And were they very anti? Like, would you say that they were most, like, I'm assuming that bears, like, you know, you said they're looking for people who look like themselves. But I definitely have met bears, like, and it's very few and far between, who want twinks. And I'm wondering, this is the question I'm wondering in my head, is if they are actually more confident when they are with a person who looks like them, as opposed to somebody who doesn't, right? I'm wondering, I'm not saying that you have that research, I'm just wondering, it's a curious question that I have. And there's so many questions, I could really go on with the questions I have about this community, and I know that this is a very sort of refined research, like a very, I guess, narrow kind of,
yeah,
you know, type of research you did, which is great, because it's very valid and awesome information, and I think it's very important. But I'm just wondering if their confidence, like, sort of, is better when they're with somebody who is like them, who reflects them, as opposed to somebody who is, you know, muscly and, like, you know, has a six pack. Samer, do you have anything to say about that?
Actually, yeah. Thank you for bringing this.
Okay, now I was gonna be like, "Do you have anything to say?" I was like, "No, Samer, you're right there."
Samer should answer this.
Well, the thing is, if our findings,
is it a self-preservation, basically? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, on the surface, if you think that maybe these findings are contrary to the previous findings that we looked at in the literature, maybe not. Maybe what you mentioned is because of this inclusive environment that they have with other bears, then they can have all those positive things like dating success, power in relationships, and all those good things. Whereas in previous studies, they were looking at self-esteem in general. Okay. So self-esteem in general could be in other situations where you're not with other bears, like you've mentioned with other gay guys who might put you down, like you're too fat to be gay or something.
Or you're not hairy enough to be a bear or whatever.
Or, yeah, all those things that are not really inclusive and make people feel they have lower self-esteem. So yes, it could be very true that bears, they are, when you're in the bear community, you're more protected and you could have better end results.
Yeah, and you know, it's very interesting that you guys are saying that you found that they had like a, you know, a pretty average amount of self-esteem. Because honestly, whenever I've met bears, I feel like they've been some of the most confident people I've ever met. You know, and maybe that's something, maybe that's a facade that people put on. I don't know. But the other thing is, I feel, Samra, I don't know, you tell me if you agree. Shayna, maybe you can jump in on this as well. Because, you know, can being a bear, because there's a surge in like 25-year-olds right now who are saying they're bears. And I'm wondering, is bear a physical, a bunch of physical characteristics, or can it be a state of mind?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, according to the literature, it's these like very specific physical qualities, right? Yeah. Samer?
Yeah. No, you go. I was just looking at Samer's face while you were talking.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
So there are some guys who identify with the bear community because of how they look.
Mm-hmm.
So looks lead them to the bear community, and other guys who don't have the looks but identify with the bear community, and then they change their look to become like other bears. So it goes both ways. And I've seen like pictures of befores and afters of guys who were skinny and fit and six packs, everything you'd probably think of as a perfect body. And then the after is a perfect bear.
Yeah.
And they actually convert to bears because they got rejected by bears previously, and they want to be in the bear community, and they like big guys, and they like to look like other big guys.
It's serious. Like the level of acceptance that you would go, like the level that you will go to just have that type of acceptance.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting too, because it's like some of our colleagues in BC are doing work on bears as well, and kind of like the unique health implications, right? Because I mean, there are some implications to being like a bigger guy, and some people are just like physiologically, like you're just a bigger person, but that can put more strain on your heart. And you know, when you go to your doctor and you have your doctor telling you like, oh, you're going to need to lose weight for your health, you know, what does that sound like to a guy who's like, no, but like my body's perfect, I'm getting laid like crazy, like people like, this is a great body. What do you mean lose weight? That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a bit of a conflict, you know, because you're trying to get accepted, and here your doctor's telling you, well, to get healthier, you have to lose some weight. Now, the reason why I was asking both of you if it's a state of mind is because a lot of people have been saying that, actually now I remember, it's coming back to me, that being a daddy is a state of mind. So yeah, like being a daddy state of mind. So I'm wondering, is a bear just a bunch of physical, you know, characteristics, or is it also a state of mind? So that's why I was
don't
asking.
You have to have money to be a daddy?
Oh my, Shayna, that's really good. That's so true. It's really true. No, it's true. It poses another question, or a sugar daddy, you know? So, okay, cool. So this is really awesome data. And I'm going to actually post this on the site.
Yeah, so people can check it out. I mean, yeah, our poster is called Trouble in Paradise, but we actually found like things are pretty good in Paradise. Like,
there's no trouble.
I mean, not in the dimensions that we looked at, right? Like they have a good sense of power. They were more likely to use a direct approach to requesting condoms, and they were actually more likely to use any kind of strategy to request condoms than guys who were not bears in our study. And then in another analysis, I found that like basically the biggest predictor of whether or not a condom was used the last time they had sex was whether or not they asked to use a condom. So like guys who are like anxious about asking to use a condom, if you feel like you maybe want to use one, like go for it, because that's the best predictor of whether or not one's going to get used.
You know, yeah, you know, it's very it's very interesting to me, because I was saying to somebody earlier, I was like, it's very interesting to me that you took interest in doing this research, Anna, because yeah, like, you know, it just like, Samer, you know, I expect looking at you that you would do this, but Shayna, you're awesome for doing this, like, you know, for just getting into this, being so interested in this research. So thank you for that, Shayna, as well.
Sam? Well, I'm super interested in the productive power of community too, which kind of ends up being one of the cool takeaways of this study, was that we're wondering if our bears are doing so well, because the bears that participated in our study were largely sampled from a hookup app that bears use. So these are like bears who are like likely consistently getting laid with other bears. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that makes a lot of sense for why they felt like they had good power in relationships and good dating success, because they're hooking up with other bears. So they don't feel like they're at less power. Having that sense of community makes a big difference. And I think, you know, more visibility and having access, like we live in Toronto and a lot of these guys were sampled from Toronto. And Toronto's got a pretty decent bear community. Like there are bear specific events at bathhouses in the pre-COVID times at least. And there's cool events like bear dip. No, beef dip.
Beef dip.
I learned a lot about bear culture through doing this work and I just love it.
Beef dip is an event?
Yeah, it's in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico.
Okay.
End of January and
okay. Man, I'm sure I've heard of this. For sure. And you've been to this, right?
Yeah. I was there in February this year. I was lucky before the COVID thing happened. So
would you say that things have improved in the community?
Because the results are better.
Don't know.
Are the results better? Like, I mean, okay.
I think we'll need to do more research. We have another sample of guys that are sampled across Canada, like Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a look at the bears in that sample. We're hoping that we have enough, because this wasn't a study that like specifically looked at bears, but I know that we got some. Mm-hmm. And so we're hopefully going to be able to look at some other factors in that, because that study used different measures than ours. And so hopefully we'll be able to find out even more cool things about bears from that data.
And so this is... Sorry, go ahead, Summer.
And the great thing about this study is that it's a cohort study. So it follows the same guys over time. And how many years is it, Shayna?
We are about to start our fourth data point. This is the ENGAGE study.
Right.
So we're about to start our data point.
Okay, and this is how many people? Is it 74?
So this data from like this other side, this study that we're telling you about today, mm-hmm. we had a total of like 214 guys.
Okay.
The ENGAGE study, I don't know how many bears we have in that sample, but I know the overall sample is like 2,249 guys.
Wow.
So we'll see. Hopefully we got enough bears in there to find out some cool stuff.
And that is data. So this data was formed. Okay. So this data specifically is in Toronto, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's focused in Toronto. It's mostly focused in Toronto.
And then your next sample is also going to be, where is that going to be? In Montreal?
It's Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal.
Okay.
So it's across Canada.
Cool. Well, I look forward to that. I look forward to that data.
Me too.
So before I recap, before we end the show here, is there anything that you feel like we need to recap the show with?
I don't know. Samer, is there anything that we missed?
Have we missed anything?
I think it's great that bears have this community and it's very supportive for, you know, their psychosocial, you know, their sexual behavior. That's great. In terms of physical health, however, you'd find a lot of problems still, and the conflict that we mentioned very briefly. It's always good to remind bears, being healthy doesn't mean you have to be skinny. Yep. So don't give up on exercise and being healthy, having a healthy lifestyle. That doesn't mean you have to be skinny and fit.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's a very, thank you for making that point, because I think it's important. Because I think, are you also a self, you identify as a bear yourself?
I do.
You do, okay.
I have a pillow here.
I love that pillow.
I know, that pillow.
You
I
see
was
the pillow in the background?
I was like, that's really cute, yeah.
Yes.
That's very cute. Okay, so you guys are both incredible for the research that you guys are doing for the community, because I think that this is such important research, and it's exactly the type of thing that, you know, I want to have on the show. So I want to thank you both very much for being on. Samara, thank you for hopping on too, because Shayna was talking about you a couple of days ago. She says, do you mind if I bring my manager on, my research manager? And I said, of course. I mean, yes, please. The more, the better, you know? So I want to thank you both so much for getting on here and taking the time to give us this information and inform us.
Thanks for having us on, Mo. I definitely had to bring Samara on because I don't know if people who are only listening, they won't be able to, maybe they'll be able to tell from my voice, but I am a petite woman, not a bear. So
you are not a bear.
Yeah, I felt like it was really important to
bring very important
in,
to let us know that.
Yeah, bring in my colleague
thank you
who's working on this with me, who is a bear.
Thank you.
Great
for
bear allies. Great bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Shayna. I really appreciate that. We all appreciate research. So thank you all for joining us here at Queer at Heart. And I'm going to put all the information up on the website, on the YouTube channel. And thank you for joining me.
Thanks
for having us.